You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It may be tiny, but a honeybee is a powerful force for good in our environment. And that's why Brian Peterson is on a personal mission to get as many of us as he can to appreciate, support, and better yet, even keep honeybees. Brian is an elementary school teacher in Rochester and the founder of Bees in the D, and he is with us now. Brian Peterson, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What is the mission of Bees in the D?
So our main mission is just the education and conservation of honeybees. As simple as that.
And you're a busy elementary school teacher with a lot on your plate. What led you to this gig pushing honeybees?
So it's kind of a fun story. I'll keep it concise for you, but about 10 years ago, I got a call from the science coordinator in Rochester Community Schools saying that the Women's Garden Club of Rochester would like to sponsor a school teacher to go up to Beaver Island to the biological center up there and take a 2-week crash course on beekeeping. And I was like, where do I sign? And took the trip up there over the summer. I caught the bug and then started to get my own hives in Lake Orion when I lived there. And we eventually really were excited about what was going on in Detroit. And so my now husband and I moved down to Detroit and bought a loft on the river. And I thought my beekeeping days were done because I was like, well, now I'm in the city.
Yes.
I'll keep a couple hives up north. But then I was taking a vacation in New York City. I was at Battery Park. Mm-hmm. And literally like 3 feet away from me, here are beehives right in the middle of this public park. And I thought, wait a second. If they can do that, why can't I in Detroit? And so we decided to start our nonprofit called Bees in the D.
And the mission is to get as many beehives throughout the city as you can.
Yeah, and to educate, because bees kind of get a bum rap, you know?
A lot of misconceptions, right?
A lot of misconceptions, because most of the flying insects that annoy us are wasps and hornets. They're not even bees. And the honeybee kind of gets the blame. Okay. And so we wanted to be a voice for the bee, and I owe the bees that much because beekeeping actually came into my life at a time when I was really struggling, and it became my—I call it my yoga. It relaxes me. I go in the hives. It just calms me down.
We're talking about benefits that go beyond, hey, I have an access to honey.
Right.
Was there some aha moment when you realized what bees could mean for gardens and growing food?
Totally. I had a pretty large garden in Lake Orion, and I got a fair amount of vegetables, but I actually was one of those garden nerds that went out with a paintbrush, and especially my zucchini and some of my tomatoes and cucumbers, I would pollinate it with the brush because the flowers were falling off because no pollinators were pollinating them. And so I ended up getting the beehives and put my paintbrush away. I had so many vegetables. I learned to pickle. I learned to jar. I learned to make everything known to man out of zucchini because I had so much. I couldn't give it away fast enough. Scientists say that you get up to 70% higher yield if there's a beehive within a 2-mile radius of your garden.
So here you are, kind of the Jenny Appleseed of bees, going around trying to get people to keep a hive. How do you find the folks who are willing to say, all right, forget these misconceptions about stinging and whatever, I'll keep a hive? How do you find them?
Sometimes it just takes a little education.
Okay.
One of the best ways is to suit people up and actually take them into a hive. It's so interesting. I talk to people before we go, what they are thinking is going to happen, what their preconceptions are. And they're like, oh, the bees are going to be all over us. And then I talk to them after and they're like, that's it? I mean, I don't even feel like we needed the bee suit. People realize, wow, these are really docile creatures that just are doing their thing.
What can people do who perhaps don't want to go all the way and have an actual hive, but what could they do in their own yards to help support bees?
I'm so glad you asked that because we are starting an initiative right now called the Bee Highway. And what we would like to help happen is, because not everybody, a hive isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a responsibility. It's a lot of work. So some people can help out just by planting more bee-friendly plants.
Such as?
Lavender. A lot of the herbs are wonderful. Any of the flowers, you know, the wildflowers. And then the other thing is just let some of the flowers grow. It's okay to have dandelions in your yard. It's okay to let that little area kind of go wild or plant some wildflowers there. And then the other thing that's so important for bees is water, believe it or not. They use the water for not only their to air condition their hive, which is a whole nother thing. They need it to, you know, for nourishment. If you have a water feature, you're in great shape because it can go right up to the edge. But a lot of people get a small bird bath and they put rocks or marbles or in it so that they have a landing area and they can get the water. And so that's a great way to help support them as well.
And when you say bee highway, what is that going to be?
So I kind of look at it like, I don't know if you remember a while ago, the bluebirds. Their numbers were declining, and it was because other birds were taking their nesting areas. And so along the Michigan highways, what they did is they put up birdhouses every half a mile or every mile or so, and their population just started to soar again because they had places to nest. So it's a kind of a similar feel. It doesn't necessarily have to be along the highway, but throughout neighborhoods. But we are looking to talk with MDOT and others to why not use along the highways? Look at all that beautiful space along the side of the roads where we could grow wildflowers and make it a bee-friendly area.
Now, I have to ask, as people have hives and those hives produce honey, what do they do with the honey?
So honey is kind of that bonus. We always share with people that we're not in the honey business, but we do get honey and we do sell it, but we like to do it in a unique way. We actually do a live honey harvest so that people can learn how to harvest the honey, and then they get to jar up their own honey so they're a part of the experience. It doesn't get fresher than that when you're like jarring it up right there and on the spot. So a lot of people that are beekeepers just keep the honey for themselves. They make great gifts. Everybody loves fresh honey. And if you do produce enough honey, you can sell it, and it does produce a little bit of money, and that money that we get goes back to the nonprofit organization.
Brian Peterson, Bees in the D, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.